Let's get it. You know what it is. DJ Oso MP3. I'm in the building. You know, Butters Basics. We here, man. We here. What's up?
Did you know?
Shout out to my guy, Young Cassius. Young Cassius. What's up, Young Cass?
Did you know? I keep reminiscing about the good times.
Good time.
I never thought you cheated on me one time.
Let's go.
Don't leave me no more. Why you did me wrong for? I did not deserve this. You're heartless.
Let's get it.
I'm singing F-U-C-K love. F-U-C-K love. Now you got me singing F-U-C-K love. F-U-C-K love. Now you got me singing F-U-C-K love. F-U-C-K love. Now you got me singing F-U-C-K love. Love. I wanted you forever, did you know?
Damn, it's gonna be no good.
I thought we would get married, did you know? I gave you the world that you wanted. I thought I was the one that you wanted. Now I hate I loved you. I don't care to touch you. This the damage love do, you're heartless. Now you got me singing F-U-C-K love, F-U-C-K love. Now you got me singing F-U-C-K love,
F-U-C-K love. You know the vibes, DJ Oso MP3. I'm in the building for Butters Basics.
F-U-C-K love.
Young Cassius, what's good, Young Cassius?
Yeah.
Broadcasting
24/7.
You know that is 24 hours a day,
365
days a year, 366.
Let's get it.
DTFradio.com.
We
never stop.
That's a fact. DJ Oso in the building. What's up?
I got a $1 million walk.
Young Cassius, what's good?
I got a $1 million walk. I got a $1 million walk.
Hey, sexy Tiff. I see you, girl. You got a $1 million walk, Tiff. Let me see your walk, Tiff. Let me see your walk, Tiff. Cassius, what's up?
I'm walking through the club like the owner. Got the bad bitches in my corner. Me and all my niggas buying bottles.
Shout out to everybody that tuned into that big battle.
Standing on the couch.
No time for that small talk. You know the vibes. Young Cassius. Handsome baller, it was a doozy.
To my haters.
I hate us.
You don't need to do me no favor.
Let's get it.
She trying to get me more paper. Tell a bartender bring by.
What's up? DJ Oso in the building.
I be on the gas like a throttle.
We lit. Let's get it. I got a $1 million walk. I got a $1 million walk.
I got a $1 million walk.
Oh, Lord. Let's get it. Shout out to Butters Basics. I'm here, man. DJ Oso. Shout out to my guy, Handsome Baller. Handsome Baller. What up, my brother?
Shout out the plug. I took over the streets. Young nigga try to run it up. Turning that 5 to 10. Remember being down bad, fucked up. I'm never going back again. Main bitch think I fucked up, cause she heard that I fucked a friend.
Hey!
Every time that she hurt, she always came back again. Back was down bad, so fucked up. Goddamn, I had to get right. Posted up on the street lights with a black block with some hard white. Shout out the plug, he kept it so G. Told me cop 3, he'd give it for cheap. Bad little bitch on the side of me. Bad and she bougie, she know that she fleet. Remember them nights with no lights. Had to open the oven to get me some heat. Felt like the devil was holding me. Used to pray to the Lord to bring me some breeze. Got so deep. Can't fuck with these niggas, can't give them no leaks. I know that my bitch is tired of me, but
let's get it, let's get it.
Damn it, my niggas start looking up. Wishing I'm here cause they hit me up. Last nigga tried pulling up. Fuck nigga ain't wasn't good enough.
Hey!
40 gon' back him up. Stuck in the trap trying to rack it up. Hundreds on hundreds is adding up.
Young nigga done ran it up. I came from the bottom, I got it in blood. Did all I can just to get on my feet. Only two things that I faced, the law and the law kicking in my door looking for me. Trap house with my mama pie, standing over the stove trying to cook up a key. Duffel bag full of white dust, nigga shout out the plug.
We ain't doing that no more. What's up?
Remember being down bad, fucked up, I'm never going
back again.
Bitch think I fucked up, cause she heard that I fucked a friend. I bought her parts every time that she hurt, she always came back again.
Yes, yes. Shout out to my guy Tiny Loke. Tiny Loke, what up, Tiny? Let's get it. Butters Basics. The way I move. Tiny, I'm feeling this joint right here. It goes round and round and round. Shout out to my guy, Hero Hero. I see you, my brother. What's up? Shout out to my guy, Tiny Loke. Tiny, what up, Tiny?
I need a hey. Sex like a thigh. Not a lazy bitch, I sit on her ass a lot. I'm just speaking facts, nigga, don't got a cap. All this love is just gone, bring R&B back. I fell in love with the money is my wife. I fell in love two times, it didn't do me right. Now I'm on to myself, like, is this really life? Oh, yes, this really life, yeah. Look at the way I'm fall down, the way our body go round town, the way our body just go. Look, see, look at the way I move up down, the way our body go round town, the way our body just go.
Let's go.
It go round and round and round. It go round and round and round. It go round and round and round. Yeah. We grind, she moaning now. We grind, she moaning now. We grind, she moaning now. We making love in the bed, sex like a porn star. When I'm writing all of these lyrics, feel like a rock star. Shorty is a taste of the candy, feel like a pop star. Baby moving just like she cookie, she moving real small. Love with the pussy, fell in love with the head. Never feeling comfortable being broke without bread. I'm always showing love, but never got none of that.
4 hours a day, 365.
Let's get it. You know what it is. DTF Radio.
DTFRadio.com. We never stop.
Woo! Shout out to my guy, Hero Hero. Exclusive joint right now. Doing my job.
Doing my job.
All the way from Nashville, Tennessee.
Time.
Let's get it, Hero Hero.
Coming foundation for a reason.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Third shifts, graveyard shifts, we all on the shifts. Yeah, grinding hard.
But it's basic.
Grinding hard.
What's up?
Top of a Lambo. If you got it, if not, then you're damn close. Hot topic on the streets like a lamppost. Dead nose on the beats with my hand closed. With infinite power, I'm gripping on dollars. Significant hours in the studio, using my dealer, my God, I'm moving the product, maneuvering, moving and doing my job, but nobody gets to survive it.
Let's get it, let's get it. What's up, PG? Butters Basics. Shout out to my guy, Hero Hero. This that doing my job. What's up? Tag me in that, PG. Let's get it. Let's get it. Hey, Beyond Beauty, I see you. Paper Chase, what's good, my brother? I see you out there. What's up?
Deli and I am the chef. Chopping it up, that means everything fresh. Haters, I'm grilling them, give it a rest. Two season of this, you can taste it and test. I am a beast, wipe out the grease. Nice with a slice and a dice and a beat. No swinging and missing it, eyes on the beat. Aquaman bringing you high.
Let's go!
We tell you, you gotta relax. All of them whack, we hot on the racks. Sunny, you're crummy, don't fall through the cracks. Cooking up tracks, living life to the max. Close out the bats, no one's a match. I'm lit as a match, I make up a slack. Carry the game on my back, no jersey intact. I carry my name on my back. I tell you.
It's the vibe. It's the vibe over here. What's up? Hey, Crystal. My No Time for the Small Talk family. What's up?
We're just doing our job.
I see you on the check-in. Shout out to everybody on the check-in. This is Here Butters Basics, you heard? DJ Oso on DTF Radio. Hero, Hero, what's up? It's the vibe, y'all. It's the vibe. Let's go.
What's good, everybody? Happy Sunday Fun Day here at the Butters Basics Show. That was the vibes right there from DJ Oso MP3. Make sure you follow that man on the gram. Oso, how you been through the COVID joint, dude?
Oh, man. I've been
laying low. Time since you've been on the show, so you know you got to refresh everybody's memory one time. You ain't hard to forget, though.
Nah. You know me, man. I'm running around in these streets each and every Sunday, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. You know it's Brothers Basics. And on Tuesdays, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. You know it's no time for the small talk. DJ Oso is out here in these streets, man. I don't stop, man.
To D Chambers and Josh on that project for Time for the Small Talk. I know that you guys recently have been back on air.
Yes,
you know, since the station opened back up, and then you did something epic for hip hop culture as well as DTF Radio by hosting two dope independent artists. Well, I don't know, is Handsome Ball independent or is he was he signed to?
Well,
we don't know the specifics.
From my understanding, he did have a situation with Gwyneth. I can't speak on that at this moment, but. As far as I know, he's Gwyneth, but you know, he's that brown first.
All right, and most definitely the best part about it was Handsome Baller has been through here at DTF Radio several occasions.
Several times.
We have yet to have a conversation with him, and it will definitely happen. But I will say this: that Cassius is a dope artist as well too, and it was such a awesome thing to bring who we've been bubbling with on our path, to let them come bubble here in our realm to do their thing. So I'm thankful that they took the time out to recognize where the heart is in the home. You
of
feel
course.
Me?
You know that. That's a fact. That's so, A1. That's most important. You know what I'm saying? Because we set the tone and we set these platforms up for great things like that to happen. And it was a monumental night. Shout out to No Time for the Small Talk. Shout out to my guy, D Chambers. Shout out to DJ Zeke, Swift Studios, Young Cassius.
Is that where it all went down or did
no,
it go down?
No, actually Swift Studios came into DTF and did a live broadcast. That's why the quality was so good. So shout out to Swift Studios and DJ Zeke, because that night
was epic, I heard.
Quiet as kept. We ain't even, like, it's crazy. It was bananas, behind the scenes. I'll let you know everything, man. It's
oh, for
crazy.
Sure, for sure. And you know Butter is always in the mix. And so I, you know, had to make it a definitive thing here that we talk, you know, at least even in the smallest thing about it, you know, in regards to how other outlets treated the somewhat versus type of event that went on that you created within our own midst. You know, we've always done this for years. So, like, you know, thanks to Swiss Beats and Timbaland for actually putting together something like Versus that kept us so entertained during the COVID. And so in the spirit of that, when you guys created the idea to have them come through and do their things, it wasn't I personally think that it wasn't for a challenge, but more like a show off of their talent to the world. Because in quiet times during this COVID, I've seen a lot of artists online doing all types of things for notoriety and admiration, all types of things. And, you know, the fact that you guys, you know, kind of brought us out clean with that, with two dope artists. So thanks, Handsome Baller and Cassius. That's some two dope artists. And thanks for putting that together like that with Chambers also. I appreciated that,
yes,
you know.
Most definitely.
Facts. I just want to jump in real quick and say DJ's game recognizes game, but what you're talking about is the fact that you can shear a sheep many times, but you can only skin him once. And from one DJ to another, I'm telling you, you are bringing the fire, okay? Bringing the fire.
Appreciate that.
Appreciate that.
Big claps.
Yeah, I was like, where the clap?
That was the Olsons got some claps over there. They sound like they got some hard wooden hands out this bitch.
Those are the train claps. You know when they got the buckets in the train station?
What's going on?
They got the train drum clap.
Yo, to the left of me, also the best of me, yo, Hannibal, tell them where they can find you on the Instagram, hun. We have so much to talk about. So if you go around, just let everybody know who everybody is.
At the suggestion of my daughter, I made a little change. You can find me at DJ Hannibal 06. Respect to the elders, my fraternity. That's where I am on the gram.
I know that's not the long ass name on the gram.
DJ Hannibal 06.
All right, that's okay.
That's it.
Thank you.
Get out of my head, because I was like, wait a minute.
Like, what the fuck? Like, yo, son, are you
respect
serious?
To the elders. R.I.P. to all above. Shada, shada, boom, bada.
Yo, to the left of Hannibal, also the best of Hannibal. Yo, Peachy Sue, tell them where they can find you.
Hey, everybody, I'm Peachy Sue. You know, catch me 12 to 1 here at DTF Radio Sundays Brunch, hanging with my girl, Butta.
But awesome. Thanks for coming through. You know, Peachy Sue's can also be found on Sunday's Brunch at 12 to 1 p.m. here at DTF Radio. I have a special guest in the building today.
What?
I think his commentary is going to be really indulgent for some that like the salacious taste on their mouth of controversy regarding certain things mm-hmm. that certain people don't normally like to talk about. But this is the platform for the unknown to get known. So we do this every Sunday here. Right now, we're running on the theme of anger management for the diaspora, and this week's topic is definitely fucking crazy. Okay. I mean, it's up to you if you think that is nuts. I've been thinking about it all week long. You know, I poured out libations to the ancestors who I always give thanks to for allowing us to breathe in the same air as the greatness that's in the room. Anger management for the diaspora is very personal to me. A lot of things going on that we don't normally get a chance to vibe on with each other. So thanks for tuning in. This week, we're talking about the masters of the universe. And I have to say, I'm thankful to be master of my own. And for those that are looking to be master of your own universe, the challenge is only set for you to begin to look within yourself and become that. And that's, you know, it's harder than I make it seem because, you know, the things that we want to discuss in regards to that is run so deeply. Like, when I think about the Space Force that was just created by our president, I'm like, wow. These motherfuckers really doing it. They're leaving the planet and they want to take your kids with them. And I'm like, yo, they're advertising on Instagram, like Space Force, we're going to bring your kids on for coding and Space Force joining from ages 6 to 14. And we're going to have, am I the only person that has noticed?
I think so, because I thought this was episodes of the Sci-Fi Channel. I was like, wait, what?
You would tend to think so, right? What's strange about it to you? Does this stuff sound
from
real
peachy? From 6 years old, like saying about space, like, first of all, the average kid doesn't say, I want to grow up and be an astronaut. Maybe back in the day when going to the moon was something that was new, kids say, I want to be an astronaut. But there's no kid today that's waking up like, I want to go to space. Like, no, that's a different world that when you even think about the space and what's out there, it's kind of hard for your mind to grasp sometimes, just a concept of it.
Well, I'm going to jump in with just my man, Dr. Neil deGrasse Tyson, because I always look to him when it comes to science. He has actually championed the idea of a space force and said something years ago in NASA saying this is a direction that we should look at. So I would say that I trust his perspective on it. I clearly
who
don't.
Who you trust? Trump's perspective?
I don't trust. Look,
wait a minute.
When it comes to Neil deGrasse Tyson, I'm telling you, that brother brings some fire.
But why can't we stay our raggedy behinds here on Earth?
Well, here's a nice point that he makes. He says, look, if you are worried about colonizing another planet because you're screwing up your own planet, well, then what you have the power to do is to fix your own planet. And so he's using it as a way of saying, you might want to go explore, you might want to look out there. There are other things out there to go ahead and look at.
Hold on.
And it'll force you to solve problems.
Let me pause, guys. Before you even continue, listen, I want to introduce my guest. All right, we're just going to call him the New Age Ghostface right
nice.
Now. He's all covered up. Like, you understand what I'm saying?
So
it's the gorilla in the room, man. Yo, Ron.
Excuse me, that's not my name.
What were they? Yo, Don Dada.
Nah, call me anything.
What they? Oh, anything? Oh, yo.
Call me New York Lottery.
Call him Rilla.
Dollar in a dream.
Dollar in a dream.
Hey, you never know.
You never know.
All I want to know is, what are your thoughts on the Space Force here in the United States? So we're now going into not just the regular military that's on land. But we're in space now, and we want to fight a new type of war. What's your thoughts on that?
What do you think? They're trying to take us down.
Who's us?
Who's in this room?
Black folks? Or you mean humans in general?
Humans in general.
See, not to be funny, I was watching Pocahontas today.
Pocahontas.
And I mentioned it earlier how the white man came and he took over the Indians' land because that's what they wanted to do. I want to take over this land, right? And I feel like as humans, that's what we're now trying to do. We're now trying to say, God, it doesn't matter that you gave me this beautiful earth to live on. You know what? I want to go explore other things. I want to go see what's out there because I'm not happy with what you gave me here. And so when I look at all that going to the air, you know, going to the moon, for what? What do you need to go up there for? That was not what was given to you. This earth is what was given to you. Stop trying to conquer everything else and be happy with what the hell you got here.
Well, that's the thing. Like, should we fault them for wanting to be masters of the universe?
No.
Yes, because now you're trying to take on a higher power that was not given to you.
See, my pushback would be, we know that white supremacy is all about saying white is right, white is better, to basically plunder the rest of the world. Now, from my standpoint, going to the moon as a mathematician had us solve problems that we never considered before because we had to. So in the end, I'm okay with the exploration, knowing that when I say I'm
the exploration
allied,
of what?
The exploration of the universe.
Oh, exploration.
Exploration
I'm
of the universe.
Not conquest. Exploration. Like, motherfucker, you ain't canceling me yet.
No, I hear you. But I'm okay with that exploration because I have faith that we're going to do it differently. Because at the end of the day, if I didn't
have
faith, I'd have vengeance.
Who do you have faith in?
I'd be nothing but
angry. Let me ask you, who do you have faith in?
I serve
God. So when okay, so it's God, is it God sending man up into the space?
In the end, man has got to decide what it's going to do and whether
or not it has a moral character. I need you to listen to my question, because you see, we're not going to evade this conversation here. Do you feel like God is sending man to go do that in the sky?
I think because God they gave want us free
will. Let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. Because what they're planning to do is unbeknownst to the larger scale of community.
Right.
They want to compete with everyone else who's already up there. This is one of our first expeditions into outer space as American-grown everything that's going out there. They want to compete. They say if we have to fight war, they carried 60 satellites up there with them while they went and did that too. And then now I'm starting to see that. This is like I'm watching the evolution of AI happen right in front of my eyes, like here in 2020.
See, when I look at it, I look at it like this, right? The media is going to show us what they want us to see.
Absolutely.
So with them going out there doesn't mean we're really going to be privy to everything. Mm-hmm. It's going
to
be
we're not supposed to be. We're the public.
Yeah.
And for a fact, the public knows also that even these plasma TVs have been out about 40 years ago before we ever even had the technology inside of our own homes. There was a point in time when they asked everybody to throw the big back TVs out. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and they were like, you know, nobody could really understand, like, why do I have to get rid of my big back TV?
Why wouldn't you want to go up there? We go to different countries.
Well, look at you, gorilla in the room. So you talking about it? So you want us to go up there?
Yeah.
You want to go up there?
Well, I'm not going to be the first person to go up there.
Well, that's the thing. You don't mind the guinea pig, but what is the rationale between why you think it's logical?
If they pay me enough, I'll go. I don't got nothing to lose. What I got to lose?
Your soul?
You know what? Because if I go up there, then I'll have a different point of view about it. I can see firsthand. It's not what they telling me. It's water. I get there, I'm thirsty. Ain't no water.
Oh, it's flat. Or, oh, it's round.
Correct. But the thing is, again, if it was one of those things where we were privy to the actual information about what was happening, but everything is so manipulated these days when it comes to media, what they share us. There was this movie, I can't remember the name of it, and it has this guy who looks like Tom Cruise when he's up in space by himself. And come to find out, it was like 100 clones of him. Mm-hmm. So he wants to get back home, but you're really a clone. The real guy died years ago. But mm-hmm. that's the information mm-hmm. that was given to us. So at the end of the day, with people going up into space, are we going to get the most accurate information? Or are you going to discover something and say, you know what? This is what we're going to tell them because we want to keep them in the dark. If that's the case, then your ass don't need to be up there.
See, now, I agree with Peaches with the possibility, but I sit here and say, if you're not at the table, you're on the table. You know, and good or bad, right or wrong, I've got to say, how can I be a part of the solution? And I don't know if sitting on the sidelines allows me to be part of the solution. Be suspicious. Don't trust what it is that people are trying to push at you. But in the end, I'm a science fiction person. So I want the Star Trek world.
Let me ask you, going to the moon, what good do you think is going to come from it?
I think that it'll force people to solve problems that they didn't even know they ever had. I used to have a professor who invented a fax machine 20 years before World War II. And they used to invent stuff. That's when there was one telephone company, and they had a little research wing, and it became Lucent Technologies. That guy did things that nobody had even thought of. And the government would come in and take it, and you would never see it until they decided to commercialize it. That's how things worked, and he was nice enough to let me know that. Brilliant mathematician. But from my standpoint, when people are looking for applications...
I can. Lift your microphone up.
When people are looking for applications for things and ideas, that's how advancements happen. Not necessarily because somebody was purposeful about it. They decided, well, we need to send information discreetly.
And so this is what this conversation, you know? I wanted to definitely, you know, get into the heart of. Every time we talk about what they decided, mm-hmm. what they wanted to happen, what they said is we're ready for, what they said, you know, now we can give it to the public. It's like, yo. Really tune into me right now. Who is the master of your universe? The things that make everything go around for you in your own world.
I would say, to me personally, I would say God, because there is no, he's the end all and be all. So when I wake up, I'm mm-hmm. going to pray to God. Before I eat my food, I'm going to pray to God. I'm going to pray to God all day just to say, thank you for even allowing me to see this day.
Yes.
Thank you for the creativity I have. Thank you for the opportunities I'm given.
Yes.
Me personally. But that doesn't mean, you know, I'm a God-fearing woman. Not everybody is like that. So some people might say, I'm the master of my own universe because I made it happen. But it becomes down to what your belief is. Did you make it happen, or did something else give you that power to make it happen?
You know, I always say, even between the TV and your remote, there's an energy that you don't see, but you expect for that television to come on. You expect the TV to come on, and if your TV don't come on, it must be that motherfucking battery. You change that battery, and then the TV come on, and it's like, yo, oh, okay, the shit is working now. Like, your belief is the charge for your actions. The things that you see come to fruition. So it's so important to me to have this conversation with the world right now about masters of the universe, because I kid you not, I was even watching an episode of, you know, they say that history repeats itself. So I, you know, go back a little bit and take a look at certain things and like, you know, let me see what the fuck He-Man and the Masters of the Universe really fucking meant.
He-Man.
As a child, I would love for you guys to tell me what were some of the major influential He-Man. Cartoons that you might have watched when your brain was developing. How about you, Hannibal?
He-Man.
It's funny. I definitely say Transformers. Thundercats.
Oh, I was going to say that. I love Thundercats.
Oh, man, Lion-O.
Because they said holes. Bit. That's why he said that. Thundercats, holes.
Star Blazers was another one. Okay. G.I. Joe, I won't front. I enjoyed some G.I. Joe.
You know? There were two that were my favorite. My younger years, I loved the X-Men. You couldn't tell me I wasn't rogue. I've always been this
righteous,
strong woman.
Righteous.
And then I turned into Hey Arnold because I was Helga. I still am Helga. If I like you, I'm going to smack you. Because that's me telling you I love you.
Yep.
Yep. What about you? Gorilla in the room.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Voltron!
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, man. Yes.
Voltron.
I can't lie. I used to love me some Voltron back in the days. Yep. You know, it was Voltron, I think, was my secret crush. The prince with the purple skin. And that white hair.
Do you know who my cartoon crush
was? Hump your fucking
was?
Pillow to that.
Do you guys remember Bebe's kid?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Robin Harris, the bad kid, was it Khalil? Yeah. I was obsessed with it. I wanted to be a cartoon to be with him.
Sure. I'm done.
Sure. That I loved him.
Motherfucker says, we are now saying we wanted to be cartoons. Yes. Yep. To be with somebody, like,
you know, that quiet real talk. Like, we got a whole generation that doesn't know anything about Saturday morning cartoons. And that all that was a change in rules.
And you know, that kind of all just speaks to, like, the society of what controls who is the master of the universe. You went from a time that you're growing from a youth, the TV that you intake, the music that you listen to, everything gets consumed by your mind, body, and soul. So, you know, I implore, you know, even when I talk about artists that I've interviewed previously and always ask them, you know, tell me about your music or what's your content like? And it's like when they have to have an actual conversation about what they're talking about, that's when you really get to see what's fucking nuts on air. Or, you know, people are making music and media that's hurtful at times. You know, shout out to my guy International 5 that constantly talks about black on black crime. Like, you know, everybody's got crime within their own communities, but it's more hurtful when you're concerned with your own and you see how deadly the times have become, because we're like, you know, in a state of some type of emergency.
We definitely are. I posted a clip yesterday and to Facebook, which showed since they have defunded the police, there was a guy and the police was trying to arrest this one guy and this other one came and put him in a headlock. It's literally in New York right now. It's literally World War. Which world war are we on? Four,
three.
Five?
We're on three right
now.
No,
we kind of had three already. I think it's four by now. Mm-hmm. It's four by now. But we're in a war right now. We're in a war. We're in a war with ourselves. We're in a war with the government. We're in a war with white. We're in a war with everybody.
I'll only add, we're not in a war with white people. We're in a war with people who aren't our allies. Because the strange part is that I don't want to lose sight of the fact
and this
there
is
are
one
people
of the reasons
who
why
are supporting this and who recognize that the rule of the game is not he who dies with the most toys wins. There you go.
So Hannibal, real quick, because I know that you're very into the vote.
Yes.
And the importance of the vote.
Yes.
You know, Peachy Sue's let me know a little earlier that Kanye is running under the birth party seriously now.
Birthday.
How do you feel? The birthday party. How do you feel about...
What is the birthday party?
Yeah. I think
Kanye something that sounds fun.
Well, welcome to the platform for the unknown to get known, motherfucker. Like, this is what we do here.
What is the birthday
Sunday.
Party?
You know, that's up to Kanye to explain when he's ready to talk
well,
to
no,
the
no,
people.
I think
of birthdays, I think of balloons and cake. Yeah. So, what
but you think of entertainment, do you not?
Yes.
Listen, I need everybody to tune the fuck in.
And?
When is subliminal shit going on and it's apparently just for you? Is because people are utilizing manipulation of their skill set to be tactical with their warfare on you. There are two parties, a Democratic and a Republican.
Two-party
and now
system.
All of a sudden we're going to create a three-party and everyone's just going to go along with it. I mean, not for nothing, there's been independent, liberal, conservative, this and that. But like, yo, if the entertainment society decides now that we are just going to create a whole separate party, and I mean, they're already in charge of a lot of different things. And I won't hesitate to say that a lot of different things is in America, entertainment is like the staple outside of produce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
what do you think that's going to do to the election?
Well, let me jump in.
The vote.
Yeah, well, that's the key. That's the key.
Exactly.
That's the key.
Exactly what's gonna
that's
do
the
it.
Key.
It's going to make the voters who was going to vote for your boy change their mind and really think about going with Kanye West. How crazy that might seem, but that's definitely going to take away votes from the
My
Democratic
brother,
Party.
You are hitting
so
the nail on
I
the
hope,
head. Yes.
I hope that Kanye West don't go through with this. Because if he does, we're going to have Trump in office.
But I'll also say this much. I hope we're also smart enough to recognize, and I'm going to give you two names, Daniel Lewis Lee and Wesley Ira Perkey. They're both white. One of them is a white supremacist. They're both dead. Because 45 decided to bring back the death penalty on the federal level. You see, elections have consequences. I want you to ask yourself, who is most likely to be executed? What determines whether or not you get the death penalty? I think it's the quality of your defense. I think it's the money that you can pay for a lawyer. Mm-hmm. So if you want to tell me that all lives matter, then you damn sure better be against the death penalty. And don't tell me that splitting the vote and helping this man be in there for another 4 years serves our interest. So Kanye, he is an entertainer. Be entertained by his genius, but don't sit there and waste your vote on that fool. And I'm not telling you this because I love the Democrats. The Democrats are nothing but the foxes that Malcolm told us about. But in the end, they are going to put judges in place. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is on her last breath. Okay? It's important who goes on the Supreme Court. It's important who goes on the federal courts. So I don't care about defending Biden. I'm not going to do it. But I'm going to tell you, we need to be out there. We need to be voting. We need to make sure that we that man.
Well, you sound very outspoken, Hannibal. Go ahead, Peach.
But let me ask a question for that. What makes you think that Kanye is not going to target changing these justice systems?
Kanye does not.
Him and his wife. His wife, Kim, does so much good work for helping get people who are incarcerated falsely out. So what makes us think that Kanye is not going to actually be something that we can use right now?
Kanye would be better than Trump. He is not electable. That's the key. He is not electable in the swing states, period. That's all I got to say. I don't want to degenerate him or denigrate him in any way, but he is not electable in the swing states.
Listen, guys.
Do you think?
Let me just say one thing real quick before you condemn Kanye for not being electable. Because I bet you if I wanted to run and I had money, I could have filed all the paperwork that Kanye also filed. But what I don't have is the money that brings the people to be attracted to the product that I'm trying to provide, which is something that he definitely has. And aside from that, his wife definitely has, and their family definitely has. They are the masters of their universe.
And if that's true...
Let me finish saying something, honey, because I don't want it to be that whether it's true or false, we all know that they've got money. Let's not fuck around and act like these people don't have money. They got money. They got influence. They are the masters of their own universe. Their kids are going to be straight for generations. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, if they're concerned with the things that I am concerned about in my community, guess what? I'm going to fucking vote for that.
I feel you. And if that's true, and I'm gonna say that that is true.
You voting for Jesus?
Then what I want to see is his plan to counter the fix that is already in. When you go to Georgia and you see that they only processed 40% of the absentee ballots, that means only 40% of the people who submitted a ballot did that. I want to see Kanye out there putting his money to work. And as soon as I see that, then he's serious.
If that birthday party really gets rid of the Electoral College,
it can't do that. That's checkers. That's playing chess. That's
guys,
checkers.
The Electoral College is the thing that stops the people's vote from being directly counted.
I agree. And when was the last rally that the Democratic Party held to get rid of the Electoral College?
Who was talking about them? I'm not even involved. I've only been voting Democratic because that's what my parents, my Caribbean immigrant parents,
but you have to amend the Constitution to get rid of it.
Nobody's arguing
that. So what are you saying?
I'm going to use LeBron. LeBron doesn't like it when people say, "I want your check." Because he looks at them and says, "You're not willing to do what I'm willing to do to get this check."
He just played basketball.
I hear you. But if you want to get rid of the Electoral College, you got to do a little research. You got to understand that the Electoral College didn't come with the Founding Fathers. It was developed later to keep the slave states from swinging the election. You want
to
get rid of it? You got to amend the Constitution. You got to understand
how to do that.
Everybody knows that. I don't know what everybody knows.
Let me ask a question, right? Let me say a statement first. There's two things they say never to discuss, mm-hmm. religion and politics. Yes. We see why. But the question is this. So do you think it would be better if, as states, we just governed ourselves? Since we
I believe New York should secede. New York should give the middle finger to 45 and say, we'll take care of our own Army, Navy, Air Force, right? We'll do what we need to do. You tell me again that you are going to punish me by taking $3 billion away from education when we spend 180? No, I got this, Chief. New York will be fine on its own. New York and California, give them all the big middle finger.
Cuomo is our president. That's it.
Real talk. Okay.
All you got to do is put a hashtag on Instagram and it could happen. That's all I'm saying.
Yep. I want to take a small break, everybody. This is getting, I like it when it gets like this, where it makes sense to us to delve into the things we don't normally delve into in regards to our politics and shit like that, and talk some real fucking talk. Because on the real, I watched a lot of bullshit happen between last year and this fucking year. And I know a lot of people that have more money in their pockets now with no work happening.
Yep.
than motherfuckers that work every fucking day
during the fucking pandemic. Fuck your couch.
So I'm just trying to say, like, this is a different time that we're living in. So if we don't adapt to the circumstances, which is why first and foremost we talked about going out of space and the things that out of space might have for us. Me personally, I don't fear God. I don't know why people say all the time that they fear God, because if God created me and it's his time to take me, it's just gonna be my time to fucking go. Straight up and fucking down. So I look at it, my legacy is the thing that I wanna put here that remains, because I know my flesh can't stay here forever.
Preach.
But you want his protection over you. That's why you fear God, because you want his protection.
Fear for what?
When that is his blessing.
Hold on a second. His blessing is different than the fear. People feared COVID more than they feared God this time around, motherfucker. Let's not play around. They feared COVID more than they feared meeting their maker.
Yeah.
When I thought your maker was who you were sent here to wait for his return. A lot of motherfuckers thought that. I'm not going to call everybody motherfuckers. Please excuse my language. But what I'm saying is this, basically.
Mother effers.
We are here having a very human experience. Some of us are not human. We got to accept the fact that some of us are not human. And the fact that there are so many other entities on this face of this planet. Choose your God. And make sure you're good with your God and be master of your own fucking universe. You are a part of what's happening here on this planet right now. And the problem is, the people that think that they're bigger than what's happening right now on this planet, you think that you're bigger than humanity and the things that your higher power has set forth, is why you think you can leave everybody, depopulate everybody, make everybody be bowing down, waiting for you to save them. You're nobody's savior. We've been here, and we still here, and you're not getting rid of us that fucking easily.
How about?
You don't even belong here. Go back
stubborn?
To
well, we're
let me speak on this fear.
Whoever feels a fucking ways, that's who I'm talking to. And when we come back from this break, we're gonna talk to Nick, talk about that Nick Cannon shit. Also,
what's up?
Let me just hear something ratchet in fucking people ears, a little something, and then to come back and Hannibal's gonna guide us through.
You know what it is.
At the end of the day.
DJ Oso MP3, I'm in the building. Love. Shout out to my guy D Chambers.
Flying, take off.
Passports when I'm flying.
Take off, yeah, I'm flying.
G5, flying. Passports and I'm flying. Take off and I'm flying.
G5.
Flying. Chambers.
Passing. Flying over through the clouds. No time for the traffic.
Let's go.
When I move. Cadillac when I cruise.
Yeah. Tiny Loke, what up, Tiny?
Niggas wanna make a movie, they start facing them Jacoby. I'm the nigga with the shades, getting busy with the
tool. Let's get it.
Discipline over rage, 40 cal make me boy. Fly through your whole block, same way I do the new.
G5 flying.
Flying.
Passports when I'm flying.
Take off.
When I'm flying. G5 flying.
G5 flying. Take off. Flying.
Passports when I'm flying. You know what it is. DJ also MP3. I'm in the building. G5 flying. Let's get it. Butters Basics, DJ Oso, MP3, I'm in the building. Tiny Loke, what up, my brother?
See, look at the way I'm.
Let's get it.
The way her body go round sound. The way her body.
What we tell him, what we tell him, what we tell him, what we tell him? It goes up and round and round.
Round and round and round.
Let's go.
Round and round and round.
Let's get it, let's get it, let's get it now.
We cry, she moaning now.
Tiny Loke, what's good? Artist, send me that music. I need that new music.
But the sex like a thigh. Not a lazy bitch, I sit on her ass a lot. I'm just speaking facts, nigga, don't got a cap. All this love is just gone, bring R&B back. I fell in love with the money is my.
We need R&B back, Tiny. We need it back, Tiny.
To myself, like, is this really life? Oh, yes, this really life.
Let's go.
See, look at the way I'm.
Yes.
Down the way her body.
Yes.
Sound the way her body just go.
Let's go.
See, look at the way I'm.
DJ Oso, MP3, I'm in the building.
Sound the way her body.
Ah, I see you, Tiny. What's up?
It go round and round and round.
It goes round and round and round.
It go round and round and.
Butters Basics, DJ Oso, each and every Sunday.
We grind, she moaning.
2 p.m. to 3 p.m. We here, man. We here.
We grind, she moaning now.
Turn up, turn up.
In the bed,
woo! I gotta change the vibe with y'all right now. DJ Oso MP3, I'm in the building, man. Take y'all to Nashville, Tennessee. Shout out to my guy, Hero Hero. Let's rock out. Hero Hero, doing my job.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
On Butters Basics.
Right on,
I run these streets, man. Nashville, Tennessee, was good. All the way to Brooklyn. What's up?
Top of a Lambo. If you got it, if not, then you're damn close. Hot topic on the streets like a lamppost. Dead nose on the beats with my hand close.
Yeah!
Infinite power, I'm gripping on dollars. Significant hours in the studio using my dealer, my god out by moving the product, maneuvering, moving and doing my job. But nobody gets to survive in the trench of a lying ambition. Finding invention to finally mention with kindreds and interest. Virtue with penance and none that you listen. Welcome to the holy ceremony. This the very morning, hit your serotonin, different every morning. Just living in the morning, healing my opponents. Light.
Let's go, Hero Hero. I'm just doing my job, baby. My job. I'm just doing my job, baby. Turn up.
Broadcasting 24/7. Yeah, you know that is 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. 366 if it's a leap year. DTFradio.com. We never stop.
Doubt is the only way to go, you know. Push it up into the red, make the speaker blow. Doubt is the only way to go, you know. Push it up into the red, make the speaker blow. Doubt is the only way to go, you know. Push it up into the red, make the speaker blow. Doubt is red, make the speaker blow. Doubt is the only way they go, you know. Push it up into the red, make the speaker blow.
Good, everybody. It's the Butters Basic Show every Sunday from 2 to 3 p.m. I'm so thankful to be here with y'all, sitting with us here. Man, it's the platform for the unknown to get known, and we're going to wrap the show up, but I do want everybody to give their take on this one thing before we go. And I'm going to continue it next week because I know for a fact there's going to be more development here. Nick Cannon, shout outs to you. Shout outs to everything that you've done for lupus and the people that suffer from it.
He's done a lot of great stuff. So shout
he's done a lot of great things for media and TV, and I love, you know, who you are and who you've become over the years, from transitioning from Nickelodeon to your own big boy pants on America's Got Talent and the Masked Singer, Wildin' Out, and many other things that you've got your fingers dabbling in. Son, they try to cancel you.
Can't.
Because you said something that was offensive in the eyes of others that don't understand your own plight. And people will say that you have no plight because you have a lot of money. You didn't come up wanting, supposedly. You were, you know, you got your legacy situated a certain type of way. But I will definitely say, Nick Cannon, that what you discovered in your quest for knowledge about self was not wrong, and was not wrong to provide to people. But you've got handlers. People that take care of your situation, they should have been schooling you on how to talk to, you know. You don't have a problem. Like, I don't have a problem because I can say anything I want to. Then nobody's cutting me the check. I am the master of my own universe, as are the people around me. What Nick lacked was the couth to understand who he was dealing with.
Real talk.
You already understood what you were saying and who you were talking to, but you forgot that you, in the eyes of the people that are handling you, you forgot your place. And that's why they're trying and succeeding with their progress in canceling you.
He ain't forget his place. That's crazy.
So no, like you said it, but you didn't emphasize it.
Yeah,
he forgot.
Yes.
Who he was talking to.
That's you forgot who you was talking to.
You become so cool with somebody. You think we're so good. I could say whatever because we're good.
Nope.
And then when you're not good, you're like.
And this is how I know we all suffer from post-traumatic slavery stress disorder, because if you got to think about how good of a little nigga you gonna be today for massa.
Fuck they couch.
Yeah, but it's not at that extreme. When you
what
start,
you mean it's
you
not at that extreme? You're talking the truth.
No, the truth is this, is that when people have been through trauma, and we are not the only people who've been through trauma, what certain people have been in recent trauma, talking about World War II, talking about being put in gas chambers, when they start to hear words that bring them back there, then there's going to be a
and
response.
And he apologized for the hurt.
And I remember.
Here's
I'm
my
not,
question.
He shouldn't have apologized.
Yes, he should have never apologized.
He should have never apologized.
Can I ask
I
a question?
I think he should have apologized.
For the hurt of whoever it hurt? Let me ask you a question.
He manned up.
The people that it hurt, right?
It's the people that hurt us.
Yeah, but the reality is that
guys,
so
what?
You gotta
me,
be careful. You gotta be careful.
Before,
everybody
listen, guys,
is not the
let
same.
Let me ask this question. Before we talk about the hurt that somebody caused us and the hurt that we feel right now, because they try to make a disconnect. You've never been a slave. You never had a whip cracked on your back. None of those things ever happened to you. This, that.
They
you're
must
a rich man.
Go, they must have go to work every day then.
Talk about it.
They must don't go and do a 9 to 5 every day, because that's what my boss do to me. Okay? So fuck that. I wouldn't apologize. And then once you said it, it's done. You can't
but
take
you
it back.
You don't feel like he was a man and said, hey, at this time when racism, the tensions are
fuck
so
that.
High.
Black lives matter. And that's what they say, right?
Black lives will always matter. But at the end of the day, if these are two cultures that both, even though the Jews to me hasn't been through what we've been through, but we can't take away what they've been through.
That's all.
If
that's
I
it.
Said something
and nobody
that
ever
you.
Hold on. Nobody ever tried to take away anything that they've been through. The only thing that that man tried to do was make a impression on the minds of black people so they can understand or try to delve into overstanding that who they are. He didn't talk about anyone else and say these communities did this. He said, yo, you need to know who you are, and if you can't recognize that right now, that's a problem, because they know who we are.
They was mad. Listen, they was mad from the first one. They was mad from the first one. They wasn't even mad. They mad because, you know what? He does have a voice, okay?
The thing is, I don't debate with everything he says. I agree with. A lot of us agree with what he says. It needed to be said.
Right.
He simply apologized because, you know what? I said these words. My intention wasn't to offend you. It's to educate. I'm sorry that you got offended by what I said.
So should he have apologized? We wrapping it up. Let's go around the room.
With the way he apologized, I think he did it correctly. Because he never took back what he said.
He never took it.
He just said, I'm just apologizing because I hurt you and I didn't mean to offend you.
But this is what it is.
But this is what it is.
Where can they find you at?
Peachy Suze, PeachySuze. Peachy Suze on the gram. Everywhere, Sundays brunch, 12 to 1 p.m. DTF Radio.
Ow, Hannibal, where can they find you? Your new gram. Damn, DJ Hannibal 06, mama.
That's it. You hit it on the nail on the head, and I'm on the same page as Miss Peachy over here. I think he handled it as best as he could have, and there were consequences. That's all.
Hey, you can't find our last guest anywhere.
No, you can find me on Butter's page. That's it. But he shouldn't apologize.
It's a secret guest right there.
Fuck
man.
Your couch. He shouldn't have did it.
I love the allure of your presence. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. But he shouldn't apologize. Once you said it, that's it.
DJ Oso MP3, you can follow him on the gram. Tell him where they. Tell him, hun. What's the next? The Tuesdays.
Next Tuesday, we got about 8 artists coming down to the show.
Nice.
It's gonna be a smoker, so definitely tune in Tuesday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Don't be trying to tell me that so that the owner of the radio station be like, he told you they were smoking.
Smoker.
No. I didn't say smoking.
I said smoker.
Big up. So you gonna vibe on that one, baby? You gonna vibe? Smoker.
Smoker.
Listen, everybody, I'm so thankful that you've tuned into the Butter's Basics show every Sunday from 2 to 3 p.m. My name is Butter, and you can follow me on the gram at Gazebo, GAZZEBO, and that's 2 Z's so you don't sleep. 1120, because I'm a Brooklyn girl all day, every day. Please believe it. Today's episode is anger management for the diaspora, and it was all about the masters of the universe. I think I need to have part 2 of this because I got some things that I want to share with everybody in regards to some information that I have. Privy to you being the master of your own. Who thought they were master of yours? And that's next week, Sunday, y'all. Tune in, DTF Radio. Download that free app, man. It's lit over here. Peace.
Yeah, I had the coupe at the lot. Turn for a 12-fuck swap. Busting all the bells out the box. I just hit a link with the box.